Hi, good day. My name is JP Lamont, living in Richards Bay. My story with regards to fitness industry is it started about 5.5 to 6 years ago. Obviously, after school, it's normal parties, it's this and that, and no responsibilities. You tend to go a bit further. I gained quite a bit of weight, not obese, but I did get double chin, those type of things and everything when I saw photos of myself. That's when I decided I need to try and change and live a healthier lifestyle. I met my wife and everything. So I started going into fitness, not to the extreme, but when we got married, everything, we saw photos of ourselves, that's the turnaround point. And then obviously with our kids involved, we wanted to live a healthier lifestyle for our children as well, so they can have their proper role models. Started with the fitness industry, we went in, started leaning out beautiful, everything went good. And then when I started seeing that my physique was changing and I went into the right direction, I started approaching a goal by trying to step on stage for the first time. Now I went onto this blindly and I just stepped on stage just purely for the experience of it. But right after that as well is where I entered the men's health competition. Basically got lucky there and I got the men's health cover guy as well. So from there I stepped on stage again now because I got a sponsorship online coaching for BTD Born to Dominate, which is Marius Dane. And he basically told me in 2 weeks' time, look, I need to step on stage at IFBB Provincials. It was 2 weeks out, so I didn't have much time of prepping. So I went to nationals and everything, managed to place third place, which was insane. And then 2 weeks later, I had to step on stage again for essays. Getting my physique in a better shape than what I was and doing more practice on posing and stuff like that, I managed to win essays in my category, which is your men's physique, up to or under 178. That was quite insane. But now I've been blessed with being selected to go to Worlds, which is in Poland, to represent South Africa. So to be able to represent your country in a different country like that is quite a blessing itself. But now the thing that came through with that is that IFBB came ahead and said, look, they will contribute our flight tickets and everything and pay for that. But we need to pay for our accommodation, our transfer fees, basically our the passport and everything like that. We need to pay for flights from Durban to Johannesburg as well. We need to pay for our visas. So it's a lot of costs and everything involved in Poland itself. So, you know, all these costs and everything, it becomes very costly to do a trip like this. But in that sense, you know, I've tried to see where I can come up with ideas to try and raise as much money as possible.
So let's talk about that. How much have you raised and what have you been doing to raise money?
At the beginning, I basically just try to create a poster and just to get the feel out to see, you know, my wife and myself are trying to touch so many people's lives when it comes to the fitness industry to try and help people. So I've just created a random poster. I've got a fitness page. So what I basically did is, and I actually did this challenge last week, I put a challenge out on Facebook that for every R1 I will raise, I will do one push-up. And funny enough, people react to see you suffer way more. Because ever since I posted that, people have come aboard and said, look, they'll do this, they'll give me $100, that's 100 push-ups and this. One company, Power Pave in Richards Bay, actually sponsored me $1,000.
So you were telling me that you've managed to raise some money, but you need about 20 in total?
Yeah, we need it in the range. To be safe and enjoying the trip at least a little, you're looking at an aim of about 20,000. Yeah. Obviously, if you can go up a little bit more, then we know I can go and do something or come back for something. And yeah, I have managed to raise a bit, just over 7,000 rand as far as I can think.
How do you feel that you're going to do overseas representing South Africa in the world?
I've actually done some research and looked at previous years overseas Worlds championships and stuff like that. And by the look of the guys, they are very in line with what we're doing here and the shape of the guys, the look of the guys. I know that I can only take my best. There's nothing more that I can do. But I trust in my coach as well to try and get me into better shape than what I was for essays even. So I'm working on my weaknesses and areas, but I know that by the time peak week comes, I will be in top shape.
So if you've just joined us, we've been chatting to JP Lamont. He's joining us in the studio today for the big favor. He's representing South Africa at the IFBB World's Men's Physique Competition in Poland in November and needing sponsorship to get to Poland to be sorted that side. Sean Caswell and Rod Vera from the Outriders Social Dirt Bike Club. Welcome to East Coast Radio. Nice to see you guys today.
Hello. Thank you.
So let's find out about Outriders. What do you guys do?
We're a social dirt bike club, basically for guys to get together. A bunch of like-minded guys to go out
and socialise in the bush. We've got a club membership of about 120.
Yeah, 120 club members.
And we meet once a week. And the guys get together just to have a social chat, all in aid of going out for rides on the weekends. There's a lot of different levels of riders in our group, from guys who aspire to do the Roof of Africa, extreme events like that, and down to wobblers like myself and Sean, who need training wheels to get by. And the idea is that we can facilitate all levels of riders in our group. And as I said earlier, just very much a social bunch. We do a few tours a year where we take guys away to different venues and stick them in the bush, and they get opportunities to ride in places that are normally not ridden. So yeah, just social.
How do people find out more about you? Can anybody join? I mean, if they ride a dirt bike, can they come and say, hey, listen, I want to come out riding with you guys?
Well, yes. We do have a Facebook page under Outriders Social Dirt Bike Club. You can hook up on that, ask to be a member. We can get you involved. Alternatively, you can email us on info@outriders.co.za, and then we'll get back to you with membership forms and, you know, get you started. If you're keen to come out for a ride, as Rod was saying, our levels vary from extreme to very basic, and that's what we're about. We're about getting you out into the bush. If you've got a motorcycle and you'd like to come out and ride and you don't know how to ride, we'll teach you.
How do people get hold of you other than your Facebook page? Your contact telephone number?
You can contact myself, Sean, on 083-452-3221.
Yeah, or Rod, 082-412-4907. And we also offer our members a loyalty merchant program, which we started a good few years back. And our guys who join the club or get membership cards, and we've got quite a range of membership of merchants, ranging from the local dirt bike shops through to tire guys, battery guys, all sorts of things, and they all offer discounts to members of our club. So it's also it's very much a networking club as well. A lot of the guys in the club are business owners, so we tend to look after each other in the club as well in terms of business and that type of thing.
Because I know you guys do a lot of good work during the year as well. You do motorbike runs to raise funds, and all those funds go back into the community.
Yeah.
Well, we basically do one major fundraiser in a year, and this is happening now on the 10th of December. It's our annual toy run. And all proceeds that are raised from that we use throughout the following year on various causes. As I said, it's on the 10th of December. Last year we had roughly about 250 dirt bike riders that came out. That was from age of 6 to the age of 60. The course caters for everybody. You get a goodie bag when you sign up. We do have medics and that on site. It's a fun day out for not just the rider, but the family as well. You know, so everyone gets involved. And as I say, all the money that we raise, basically we pump back into the communities and for fundraising projects and whatnot through the following year.
Brilliant. So when I had a chat to you guys early on in the week, because I received an email from JP saying he needed help to get overseas, and you guys jumped on board and said, right, what can we do to help? So JP, I'm glad you're sitting down. Take a listen to this. What are we going to do?
Well, for starters, we decided to settle on giving you a 10 grand donation towards your help. But we thought there was also a few more bucks needed, so we thought we'll give you the 10K, but we also want two cakes, and we're prepared to pay you 2 grand a cake for those as well.
Oh, so, yeah, that would be insane.
I know. 14 grand, we want our two cakes back.
That's perfect.
One chocolate, one vanilla.
That amount is just an amazing blessing that I can say thank you. You know, there's no words to say how much that means to me, just to make my life, my dream come true, my inspiration to inspire other people, basically. And, you know, this is for me another stepping stone towards that direction. And for me to go to Wolves to represent my country is just such an open door for me to try and reach out to those who need help. So, you know, for what you guys are doing to help me inspires me so much to help others where I can as much as I can. So thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well done.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. God bless you guys. Yeah.